We're supposed to attend a democratic dialogue that was supposed to happen at Benguela from 13th of March to 16th of March. And what happened in Angola, Luanda, when we arrived around 12 noon, we were detained there. And among delegates were our first vice president of Zanzibar, Honorable Othman Masoud Othman, who has been also detained, and the passport until now has been confiscated.
Did Angolan authorities know that your delegation was coming into the country?
Angola authority has all the information because our ambassador that represents Tanzania in Zambia and Angola were there as among the delegate of vice president of Zanzibar's delegation.
You are in Ethiopia right now as we speak. How did you get there? Was that your original route of return?
Yes, I am in Ethiopia right now. I was deported from Luanda to Ethiopia, and I was supposed to connect Luanda to Benguela, but I was deported because we were detained in the airport, Luanda airport, and with no reason, they have not stated any reason that to why they have deported us.
You said you were ordered to leave Angola. What happened then to leaders from other African countries who were there with you? Were they also ordered to leave Angola?
Yes, we were ordered to leave, and we were detained at first. Our passport has been confiscated for so many hours, like 6 to 8 hours. And as for now, we spoke to some of the delegates, some of the Ben Thrust Foundation delegates, and they're still in Angola right now in Luanda. They have not given their passport, and our first vice president, Honorable Othman Masoud, is still in Angola right now. His passport and his delegation's passport all are confiscated by the Angola authority.
What is your party's message to the Angolan authorities and to the government of Tanzania?
Message to Angola authority is that we would like to have the answers to why we have been detained, why we have been mistreated like that, and where is the SADC? Because we are the member of SADC, and why they did what they did. And above all, we have so many leaders, we have so many prominent leaders, among them our vice president, who has been treated like a stranger, was treated like a criminal. So we would like to know the answers. And the other thing is, I think there's still a way to really strengthening our diplomatic process. And we should also have a communication with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs from Angola and Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Tanzania so that we know what really happened.